What big star shook off an invitation from Meghan Markle?
And did Will Smith really, honey, want RuPaul to sashay away?
Plus, Gabby Sidibe found herself in a very sticky situation.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
All right, Shannon, what's up first, bro?
Thank you, HK. Okay, check this out, guys. Jennifer Lawrence became a big star with the Hunger Games movies, right?
Yes.
Everyone knows that. But she actually went out for a role in another major franchise, and that's Twilight.
Really?
You guys remember
really?
That one with the vampires? They sparkled. She said, they turned me down immediately. I didn't even get a call back, but my life would have been totally different. She also had second thoughts about doing Hunger Games after Twilight came out, and she saw the levels of fame that its stars achieved. She said, I wanted to do good films, but I didn't want to be the most famous person on the planet.
What?
You know, maybe she had too much personality for that role.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it required a certain of, deadpan to do. And like, you know, she's a little bubbly.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. It's either you want to be a movie star or you don't.
Exactly.
What is she talking about, Willis?
And I mean, she was being very cocky. I don't want to be the most famous person on earth. I mean, everybody was acting when I'm sure they were famous. Weren't they?
Yeah, but like not everybody's like A-list or famous. Like you could be a working TV host or a working singer or a working person in movies without being super famous.
Yeah,
I mean that's just like me sitting here with y'all.
So she wanted to be on Zeus? That's what you're saying?
Well,
that ain't what she said now.
When you think about what Twilight was at the time, right? Like it was a huge graphic novel that everybody was up on, and that could propel you into like I can't shop by myself, you know, level of famous. So then she fell back and did Hunger Games, which actually did the exact same thing that Twilight would have done.
Four Hunger Games and then four X-Men movies, and she became Jennifer Lawrence. So you still kind of became one of the most famous people in the planet.
But who is she?
Jennifer Lawrence!
I don't know Jennifer Lawrence.
You know, have you ever seen any superhero movie or anything with people wearing tights?
No.
What?
I mean, football. That's football.
Okay, Silver Lining Playbook with her and Brad Cooper?
No.
Whoa!
I mean, I'm just not a big movie person because the movies are so expensive. It's $15.
But they come on TV, like cable.
Really well.
Oh, says the man with the $4,000 bedspread suit. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
I know you lied.
All right, y'all, it is time for a
Dish Debate.
All right, let's see how y'all feel about this. Now,
okay.
Melody Martinez has upset some of her fans with a VIP package offered at her concerts. Mm-hmm. Now, Melody, who wears an unusual mask during her shows, charges $400 for the interactive portal's photo experience. But if her fans are expecting to meet Melanie, they're in for a shock because the experience consisted of an AI-generated hologram of Melanie posing for pictures with fans. But TikToker Kate Bella, who shared a video, pointed out that it never said anywhere that, you know, there was going to be a meet and greet. So, well, what y'all think?
$400?
For a picture.
That's cute.
And you're not even there.
That's a finesse right there.
Hardcore.
It's brilliant. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is, baby. She's banana. I love it, honey. Tamar, I could imagine you trying that stunt, girl.
Oh, my Tamar's don't play about me. Listen, I would be dragged from top to bottom. Some people can get away with that.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
I mean, well, maybe the price point's a little high. $400 is a little expensive. What about $50 for a cardboard cutout of Tamar?
Maybe. If they knew in advance. But imagine paying $400 to take a picture with Beyonce, and it's not her.
Right. That's what I think. What? These were like meet and greets, because it was like at a concert or whatever. It's like, I remember seeing those photos of the Chris Brown meet and greets where he's hugging fans.
Yeah.
Like,
it was more than hugging. He was hugging some of the fans.
They're getting their money's worth right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's cute. I love it, honey.
I mean, like, it was it's that digital collectible.
Digital, it is,
and it's yours. It's personalized.
Okay, but would you pay $400, and who would you pay $400 for?
Okay, I did pay for, like, a meet and greet experience with Mike Tyson, where, like, you know, you take mad pictures with you, and he signs, like, a championship belt. Like, it's Mike Tyson.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
But it wasn't a Mike Tyson holograph.
Right.
It wasn't Tyke Meissen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was the real guy. You know what I mean?
It was Mike Tyson, not Mike Tyson's punch out.
Like, Okay, that makes sense. All right, y'all. Y'all know Gabby Sidibe keeps it real, right?
Yes.
Well, y'all, check this out. She recently tried to use tape to secure her dress and have a little bit more cleavage. Every girl has done that before, right? Mm-hmm. But she was having some serious issues. She shared this hot mess pic and said, how y'all be doing boob tape? I might need to take a class. But she eventually figured it out, and she shared the after pic with the tape cut out of sight. Okay. What y'all think about that?
Wait, hold on. Like that first photo, like, that would be me if I tried to do boob tape. Like, I have no idea where the tape is supposed to go.
Right.
You lift the breast up and you tape under, and sometimes you can tape it behind
your
right table.
That's how
you do
it.
My friend does it all the time. She showed me.
And then sometimes you need more tape based on the amount of boob. You cannot necessarily use, like, you know, the regular tape if you're, like, you know, a little heavy up there.
Duct tape is the best for all girls, no matter what size.
How much duct tape is required? I mean, is there levels to
this? How much
of
breast you have?
Depends on the look you're trying to achieve.
Okay, so are you like a one stripper or two stripper?
Oh, well, it depends on the dress. Like, if you want a little bit more cleavage, so you put like two pieces of tape and you make it real tight and you transfer the fat to the front.
You ain't never taped
them? I'm just like thinking about like a girl getting ready to go out and she's like,
ripping
off a big old piece of tape.
Trust and believe, ladies are spending at least 20 minutes taping each other up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And who says women don't stick together?
Like, you know,
the sisterhood of what y'all do when the time is necessary.
Yes, we do, baby.
There's a new book on the shelf spilling tasty Hollywood tea called Freaks, Gleeks, and Dawson's Creek, How 17 Shows Transformed Television by journalist Thea Glassman. And according to her interview with former Fresh Prince of Bel-Air executive producer David Steven Simon, Will Smith wasn't here for having RuPaul on the show.
Whoa.
So the story goes a little something like this. David pitched RuPaul coming onto the show, but said, Willie from Philly immediately replied with a big fat no. David said, I remember him saying that would be a really bad idea. The reason he would say no is because of his image, period, the end. And so we never got to see RuPaul in Bel-Air.
And the 90s was a different time.
Early 90s.
Everybody is trying to be hyper-masculine and whatnot and not necessarily view it all as art, so.
The truth is, would we have accepted that back then?
Like, I mean, RuPaul was on stuff.
I don't think that everybody was comfortable being out saying that they have like a gay best friend or sidekick.
You know that? I think this was a pop-up episode. RuPaul wasn't about to replace Jazz. We wasn't gonna be throwing RuPaul out of the house like we throwing Jazz.
Okay, that's even better.
You know, different Jazz. Imagine, you know, instead of wig and shoe everywhere.
Oh,
you
know what I mean?
Well, 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 y'all. Word has it that Miss Taylor Swift, honey, was like, I don't think so. When the Gary's cousin, Carrie, Gary, can you say that for me?
Yes, the Duchess of Sussex.
Yes, Miss Meghan Markle invited her to appear on her now canceled podcast, Archetypes. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is an archetype?
You know, it's like a character personality trait. Like, you know, a superhero archetype, always muscles, da-da-da-da.
Well, now it's canceled. Yeah. Well, according to reports, Miss Meghan actually took the time to write Taylor a nice handwritten invitation, but Taylor's team hit her with the swift nope. What y'all think about that? I mean, if that's not a diss for y'all.
That was. How dare she do it to Meghan?
Yeah, why would she say no, though? This doesn't seem like something she would say no to.
I can tell you why she said no.
What?
Because Meghan played themselves on that TV show that they should have never did.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes you can't let everybody in so much. Like, they let everybody know what the tea was, and everybody wasn't comfortable with it.
But it seems like Taylor Swift and Meghan Markle are the same type of extra.
Yeah.
To where they would have, they have a lot of things in common, and you know what I mean? Like, seem they would be friends.
They're birds of a feather.
Facts.
How many interviews have you actually seen Taylor do? Does she do a lot of interviews?
No.
Well, she give me y'all good, very much Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what would be a question to ask Taylor Swift?
Why are you sleeping with so many men?
Bye.
And that's probably why she said no.
Yeah, that's why she doesn't come on, that's why she doesn't come on Dish Nation, Gary.
Well, coming up, honey, Kim Kardashian says she is emotionless when it comes to Kanye. Mm. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
All right.
Kim Kardashian is getting real candid, y'all, about how she protects her kids from her ex-husband Kanye West's toxic ways in a recent cover interview with Vogue Italia, because that's how you do. Kim shared that she tries to hide her emotions when she's with her kids and she's pissed off with Ye. Tamar, would you mind reading the quote in your best Kim K voice?
Oh, baby, to beat my honor. Okay. If it's something concerning my kid's dad and I'm upset, I try not to show so much emotion. Like, I have to be ready to explain why I'm upset, and it might not be appropriate for them to know. There's nothing worse than you'll understand when you're older. I don't want to be that person.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You guys have got kids, does that make sense?
Yeah.
To a weird degree, but I don't do that. I'll tell you, well, you're older. I'll tell you now. You know what I mean? Because I don't like sugarcoating nothing, man. The world is advanced. You got the whole internet out here. Like, I want you to understand, like, you know, why we slamming doors around here.
Yeah, you're such a dad. It's a moment in protective mode.
Yeah, but in that situation, though, with Kim and Kanye, you know how Kanye is. If Kim tell those kids, your dad is a damn fool, I mean, that would help them. My mama told us that, so why would she hide something like that?
So you're saying it would be a better understanding for the kids if they knew the kids, if the dad was crazy.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the parent that's talking about the other parent. You know what I mean? You have to make a decision not to be that. I'm with Kim. I've made a decision not to be that person. When Vince work on my nerves, I just don't say anything.
But think about this, though, Tam. When the daddy promised the child that he's going to come pick him up, and then he don't come pick that child up. So what the mama says, oh, your dad didn't come pick you up.
Just apologize.
No, you said that bastard lied again to you. Yes, you do.
That's why the Holy Ghost ain't giving your kids.
Wow.
No, you don't do that. You apologize and you make the day great for your kid.
All right. Well, I know that there are some celeb kids that are not afraid to tell their parents exactly how they really feel. Now, it's J-Lo's 15-year-old twins, Max and Emmy. Now, in a recent interview, J-Lo explained how they've started to question her choices as they've grown older. Now, she told reporters, there's an acceptance that they have of you. And then as they get older, they start to wonder, why are we doing this? Why is my mom doing that? Do I have to do it too?
Yeah.
That's where they start to challenge you.
That's so accurate, right?
It is what it is, man.
Also, Jennifer Lopez lives that strict life, right? That no caffeine, she like does everything, she doesn't age, which is like all things the kids want to do. They want to drink sodas, eat whatever they want to eat.
You think the kids ain't got no pop?
Thank you.
The kids got pop and chocolate and everything.
They're sneaking some pop. They taking that allowance money. Yeah. They're getting all the pop they want, all the flavors.
Don't think them kids ain't pulled up to McDowell's. They have.
I remember being like young, and it's like when you're like a young man and you're starting to come into like your strength a little bit, like when you're like a teenager and whatnot, and you're like, man, I don't know if dad can like tell me what to do anymore. And then that old man strength gets a hold of you, and you're like, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yo, my 8-year-old the other day said something as he was walking off, and we all looked up like animals on Nat Geographic. He's like, what did you say? You know, like, you gotta stop it before it gets too far.
Yeah.
But you can't count on kids to be honest. Mm. Remember when I did my cooking on TikTok?
Yes.
I was telling my sister about it. She was like, oh my God, they were roasting you so bad. I said, yeah, well, my son said my food is delectable. And he goes, well, actually, it was only okay.
Dang.
You've made it better before. I'm like, well, dang.
Well, you know what? He was a ride or die when it mattered.
Okay.
He said it for the public. He didn't argue in front of the other children. You know what I mean?
All right, y'all. Seems like Paul McCartney has some beef with Bruce Springsteen. Finds out what has Sir Paul's knickers in a bunch after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. It is time for
Dizzy Dish coming.
Okay, you guys might remember we talked a little while ago about a Turkish guy doing this surgery before, and now it's a man right here in Georgia. Oh. His name is Denzel Siggers, and he went to great lengths for a girl, pun intended. He was heartbroken after his crush turned him down because he was 5'5" tall. So this short king dropped $81,000 to get leg lengthening surgery. Now, at 6 feet tall, Denzel is in love with his new look and says he doesn't regret the 6 surgeries he had to endure and is looking forward to the remaining 2 to complete his knee BBL. That's what we're calling that.
But you know, I saw this on the news.
Yeah.
And it looks painful.
It does.
Because he was walking, kind of walking bow-legged, and he had the little crutches and stuff.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bow-leggedness now.
But it was a natural, though, Tamar.
It's not a medical induced bow-leggedness. I gotta figure out how to use that extra height. Imagine if he got all that height and everything grew but his nose. And I'm saying nose in
air quotes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, friend.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, would you feel like, you know, everything wasn't, like, you know, size proportionate?
Yeah.
You know, it just... Oh, God.
No.
Is JR taller than you?
Very.
Very. Not even yes. Very.
But here is the thing. If his nose was large, you feel me? Mm. He wouldn't have had to go through this little surgery. You feel what I'm talking about, Willis, okay?
That's why
he
would have
had the confidence already.
You can't go around telling people you got a 6-foot nose, though. Like, they see you in your 5'8" frame.
I bet she said, oh my God, you're so short. I bet he would have talked about his nose.
Thank you.
Hello.
Mm. He'll put a little tripod out. Now, moving on, Paul McCartney is tired of having to perform for 3 to 4 hours during concerts. Now, he recently lashed out at his friend and fellow musician, Bruce Springsteen, saying that Bruce is the reason why performers just can't go up and do a 30-minute set like they used to back in the day, because Bruce is such a workaholic that he has spoiled his fans with his 3 to 4 hour concerts, and now that's what everybody expects.
Wow. I don't think we expect Paul McCartney to be on stage for 3 hours. I'm sorry.
But I do.
It would look awfully painful, dog. Yeah, he's 81 years old.
I went to go see him, but when you think about the body of work, the Beatles stuff, the solo stuff, the stuff he had with Wings, the duets he did with Michael Jackson, Say. I mean, like, girl is mine. Like, he got joints.
If there's anyone who has 3 hours of music that I want to hear, it's Paul McCartney.
I don't understand, Tim. Why don't y'all just lip sync? Why you gotta perform and do it? Just lip sync, play the damn song, lip sync, and you can do 3 hours.
You're still out there.
I think some people do.
You're not working as hard though if you're still out there though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then people talking about the fact they paid all this money and you lip syncing.
How long is your performance, Tamar?
It's not 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On a good night, you got me for an hour.
What?
Yes, yes.
That's how those tickets are?
They're not really that high, but I only have eight top 10 songs.
All right. That's more than I got.
Sing them slowly, and we have an hour and a half. You know what I mean? Like, we're coming up. Which 90s sitcom almost had a black cast member, and no, it wasn't Friends. Huh? Find out right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Okay, you guys remember the show Will and Grace? It was a big hit.
Yeah.
It was a big hit when it premiered way back in 1998. Everyone fell in love with the main four characters played by Eric McCormick, Deborah Messing, Megan Mullally, and Sean Hayes.
Yeah.
But did you know that there was supposed to be a fifth lead on the show?
Really?
Eric recently revealed that Cress Williams, who's most recently seen on Black Lightning, was in the original pilot as Will's law firm partner and friend. Well, the creator of the show felt like five characters was too much, so Cress was fired. Eric said this, it was nothing he did or didn't do, it just didn't fit what the show is supposed to be.
Mm.
Well, you know what? It all paid off for him in the long run. He ended up hooking up with Queen Latifah as they lived single.
Okay.
You know what I mean? A little soulful there. And Black Lightning was a dope show.
Yes.
I don't know if you got a chance to ever see it, but that was one of them bops.
Gary, if you could be on any 90s show, if you could be on any 90s show, what show would you be on?
Which shows played in the 90s?
Oh, wow.
There's all kinds of shows in the 90s.
Probably Good Times.
Good Times?
Those were just reruns you were watching in the 90s.
That's, yeah.
But you know what I could see, though?
What?
If they did a Facts of Life reboot, Gary as a Mr. Garrett type character, you know what I'm saying? Keeping the girls in line, coming through, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I could totally see you pulling that off. I wanted to be on New York Undercover because
you... Oh, Malik Yoba.
Except for your lips not ashy.
Yeah, shots of makeup people. Keeping it moist over here. But anyway, that is all the dish we have for today. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.